You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're all racing.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yes, hello, welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're looking ahead to Wednesday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:30 p.m. with Ross Brierley, Paddy Aspel and Andrew Mount in the studio. Unfortunately, no racing from Nottingham. That has been abandoned on Wednesday, but we do still have racing from Lingfield and Market Racing in the afternoon and Kempton and Dundalk throughout the evening, so plenty to get stuck into. My name is Mark Walton. Joining me in the studio is Mr. John O'Connell. How are you, John?
Very well, thanks, Mark. Yourself?
Yes, very well, thank you. Better than the weather, unfortunately, because it's continuing to tip it down as we go into the Grand National meeting.
Yeah, I can't believe that it's relatively okay, the ground at Aintree, seemingly. Good to soft in places, or a mixture of good, soft and soft. And considering the abandonments we've had today and over the last week or so, they're fairly lucky to be getting away with it, almost.
Yeah, I mean, if the rain continues, there's going to be soft in the description somewhere, sure.
Oh, yeah, you'd think so, yeah. It looks like we're going to avoid heavy bit. I just wonder if, when the three-day meeting opens up on Thursday, if you get a couple of heavy showers there on top of ground that's been raced upon, it may just open it up. And it, by, was it 5:15 Saturday, it could be pretty hard work.
But, yes.
Yeah, it's just annoying, this weather thing. I think we've all had enough of it, really, haven't we?
Yeah, it's been the story of the season, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It's been on a bit of a damp squib in terms of the weather, anyway.
You know how bad it is when Ireland had to call a halt to the proceedings last week after the Irish national meeting. That showed how bad it was over there as well. So it's been hard work.
It has, but the racing should go ahead, all being well. And we're going to get John's thoughts on some of the racing coming up at Aintree, as well as his selections for Wednesday as well. Bit of news before we go into the selections and such. We won't see Bouvardaire at Aintree, the reigning champion hurdler, the dual champion hurdler, of course. Won't be backing up at Aintree because he's not quite on top of his game. They found a bit of mucus, didn't they, or something, so he's not fit to run.
Bit of a shame because we were looking to a nice match-up, that one going up in Trip and Super Sunday. Did win the Irish Champion Hurdle, but coming down in Trip from the Cheltenham run last month and meeting at 2.5 mils would have been a good set too between the two of them. Unfortunately, now that's not going to happen. And Super Sunday, I would have fancied anyway, is now a short price anyway, and the value from that one has gone away a little bit.
Yeah, he's doubly engaged at the moment, isn't he? He's also in the stayers race.
I think the target was going to be the 2.5 miler on the Thursday anyway, and all the more so now, given that he hasn't got the Bouvardaire to deal with.
Big rival out of the way.
That's right.
Also, news about the Grand National itself. See You at Midnight will wear some rather famous colours. He's going to be running in those party politics colours come the National. They've put their hands in the pockets and they've gone and bought him. He does look to have a leading claims, doesn't he? You see why they've shelled out the money.
Yeah, the Thompson family have done this on a few occasions. It worked at party politics. Hasn't worked on a few occasions since, but they've got the money to contend with a few losers. And yeah, they've parachuted in at the last week or so and bought See You at Midnight. It's been really well backed. The way it's going, it's almost going to end up not far short from favouritism, the way the move has been for it over the last week or two.
Yeah.
It's got plenty of back form. It ran nicely enough on seasonal reappearance at Newbury a fortnight ago. I thought I had a bit of a harder race than I was envisaging that day. But he's a bit of a class act in the race on Saturday, and if he hasn't gone backwards from that run, which I'm slightly worried about, he's obviously a bit of a contender.
He's currently 16-1 in the market. We'll get more thoughts on the Grand National in just a moment or two. We'll get John's picks for the big race on Saturday. But before we do, we've got 3 days of the whole Grand National Festival. So in terms of a best bet for the meeting, the three-day meeting, what would you go with?
I'm going for a very odd one. My hands are somewhat tied because so many horses I fancy, I've got double or triple entries over the 3 days, but there's so many similar races. So I've gone for a horse at a huge price. He's only got one entry, and that's because it's the Fox Hunters Chase on Friday at 4:05, and it's a strange one. It's called Monsieur Gibraltar.
Right.
It's ridden by Lorcan Williams, who's a very, very good amateur. He ride sometimes for some of the big stables in the West Country. Had a winner on Sunday at Exeter as well. Monsieur Gibraltar, unseated rider last time, an inexperienced rider at Ascot, when probably would have come second to Marinero, but has got plenty of form in before that, in point-to-points, and a little bit under rules as well. A bit of a concern is the fact that he normally does his racing in small-figure fields, and maybe the hullabaloo of a 25-runner race is a little bit of a concern, but that's built into the price. So I think at around the sort of 20-1 mark, I think Monsieur Gibraltar is going to be worse 16 or 20-1 shots around there this week than that horse anyway. So I think he's got a bit of a squeak.
Yeah, 14-1 in the market with us here at William Hill for that Randox Health Fox Hunters Chase. Balnaslow, the current market leader at 4-1, but yeah, Monsieur Gibraltar could be a nice one at a nice price.
It's also a desperately weak affair this year. This is a really not... Sometimes you get a couple of horses in this race or a cut above your normal hunter-chaser, and it's reflected in the market and reflected in the finish of the race. But this year, there's a bit of a struggle for those. At the top end of the market, Grand Vision is one amongst the fancied horses, and an admirable horse that he is, and a really good jumper as well, who could really take to this place. It just gives you an idea that it's probably not the classiest race this year if he's amongst the fancied horses.
Mm. Let's move on to the big one then, the big race on Saturday, 5:15 p.m, the Randox Health Grand National. 10-1 co-favourites for three at the moment, Annabelle Fly, Black Lion and Tiger Roll. Total Recall 11-1, See You at Midnight 16-1, we've already mentioned on this podcast. Manella Rocco is 18-1 with The Last Samurai. Bader Lee is 20-1 with Uccello Conti, 25-1 I Just Know. Captain Redbeard is 28s with Gold Present, 28-1 for the Dutchman as well, and 33-1 our bigger prices for the others. We are recording this on Tuesday, so we haven't got the final decks yet for the Grand National, but the market is putting the classier horses towards the top end of the weights, towards the top end of the market. Do you think it is going to go to one of those kind of horses this time around?
Well, of the four at the top end of the market, I probably narrowly prefer Black Lion. I think he's probably the more solid of those ones. Total Respect has done nothing wrong, and really a slightly unlucky fall in the Gold Cup. Black Lion was fourth in the race last year. If Noel Feely could have held on to the horse a touch longer, it probably would have made a difference, and to the fact he could have finished third or second, not too sure if he'd have beaten one for Arthur. But he was very good again over the fences at the December meeting there. Soft ground's not a problem for him. I like the fact he's had a couple of months to get over that really grueling run at Haydock last time, where I was very surprised they ran it that day. It was bottomless ground. It was the sort of ground Haydock had been having sadly all season. But hopefully he's got over that. He's had a slight wind operation since then. I think of the ones at the top of the market, he's probably the one I like most. But overall, I'm going to go for this 7-year-old mare, Bad as Ill, one of the Irish challenges in the race. I think the only grey in the race as well. For a 7-year-old, she seems to be around a long time. I think she ran in the Welsh National when she was 5. Soft ground, I say, holds no fears for her. It can't be too soft for her. She really wants it almost bottomless. And the stamina problem shouldn't come into it at all. Takes a long time to get going sometimes in her races. Ideally, I hope she doesn't get too far behind early on. But there's been a couple of occasions they've tried to ride her prominently, and it's worked for her. I just think that she's a bit of a runner. Ideally, I would probably actually... I'm one of the people wanting even more rain now in the build-up to the race, because I think if it's proper, genuinely good... soft ground, and the words good to soft don't even appear in the title, I think she's only going to go one way in the market. A bit of a story there. Husband and wife team. Ross O'Sullivan and his wife, Katie Walsh. And I just think that she's a bit of a contender now the rain is playing in her favour.
Mm. I think she has shortened as well, Bader's Isle, because she's 20-1 in the market now. When I went through the market the other day, I can't remember reading out her name. So
yeah, I think she's probably halved in price over the last 3 or 4 days. I think we're getting to the stage now, Mark, where you're looking at being rather negative about possibly the likes of Manella, Rocco, some of those horses you probably want... at best, good to soft ground, but who are likely not to get their ground. So I think if it carries on raining and a few more showers in the day, perhaps Bad as Ill is a big contender in the race.
That's the pick for John O'Connell for the Grand National then, 20-1 in the market at the moment. We'll have more on the Grand National, of course, over the next few days. The Aintree Festival gets underway in just a couple of days. It gets underway on Thursday, so we'll have plenty of that to look forward to, but we do have matters close to hand to concentrate on now, because there is racing coming up on the Wednesday, of course, and John has picked out a couple of races for us there. We have lost the meeting at Nottingham, and the rain is continuing to cause a little bit of havoc with the meetings going on, but we're going to concentrate on two races that we think are going to go ahead. Market Raisins 305 is the first of them. It's a handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles, the extended 2.5 miles, a field of 9, set to go to post for this one. And you like a horse in here that comes into this in winning form, John?
Yeah, and the mare in question is Chandos Bell, trained by Stuart Edmonds. This is a race that's cut up. There's only 9 runners left. I think there were about 30 or so entered in the race, but comes into the race in form, having won a Huntingdon a month ago, has got up £9 in the weights for that. But this is not that strong a race, really. Towering, horse number 5, won 2 starts ago here at Market Raisin, but can't really be relied upon too much and has got beaten since then. No surprise then, given his overall profile. Kruger Mac is up from the Gary Moore Yard in Sussex, so it's a bit of a journey up to Market Raisin for that one, and he had a winner there earlier in the season. This is a horse who I've had enough of, really, because I think Connections thought a lot of it a few years ago. I think it cost a lot of money at one time. They've had no end of problems with it. They backed it at Fontwell on its reappearance last month. It flopped again. It never went a yard that day. It was struggling after a couple of flights. If they ever get to the bottom of the horse, then they've got an incredibly well-handicapped horse on their hands. But given that Fontwell comeback, the problems persist. So I'm going for the more reliable Chandos Bell in the race.
Chandos Bell, the selection then in that 305 at Market Raisin, and then we go all the way down to the 8.15 at Kempton Park, a Class 3 handicap over almost a mile and 3 furlongs. We've got a field of 11 set to go to post for this one. We've got the likes of Castle Lions and Birds of Prey return from breaks, but were chasing hat-tricks last time we saw them. Or, you know, they got the two wins back-to-back. I suppose the absence is a little bit of a question mark, but those two are going to be towards the top end of the market regardless, I imagine.
They are, yeah. Castle Lions looked pretty good, actually, when on the all-weather back in the autumn. He's been in decent form then. Birds of Prey, Paul Nicholjard's got a bit more of a comeback to overcome. The one I'm interested in is towards the bottom, Kelly's Dino from the Carl Burke Yard, who was second over course and distance in the Rosebery Handicap a couple of weeks ago, beaten by Crowned Eagle on that occasion. That was a race that it paid to race really handily in. Nothing made up ground at all from off the pace. Kelly Dino sat in second or third throughout and couldn't quite reel in the well-ridden winner. On the negative side, there's more pace in this race, so probably won't get the race as much run to suit. But on the other hand, we just know that Kelly Dino is in pretty good form. You sort of feel he's going to run his race. Mile and 3 round here is just about fine for it. And this is a slight drop in class as well for it, Mark. So I'm happy enough with Kelly's Dino to get back on the winning trail deservedly tomorrow night.
Kelly's Dino, the selection then in the 8.15 at Kempton, to go along with Chandos Bell in the 3.05 Market Raisin. Of the pair, which would be the strongest opinion?
Probably the Market Raisin one. Not going to be a huge price, Chandos Bell, but unless we're unlucky enough to bump into Towering coming back to his form, I think we'll be okay with that one.
Okay, good stuff. Well, thank you very much, John. It's been a pleasure as always. Good luck and enjoy the action on Wednesday and the Grand National meeting.
Thanks a lot, Mark. Cheers.
There you go, the thoughts of John O'Connell on some of the action coming up. You'll hear it all live on Wednesday on William Hill Racing Radio from 1:30 p.m. with Ross Brierley, Paddy Aspel and Andrew Mount in the studio, Linkfield and Market Raisin throughout the afternoon, Kempton and Dundalk throughout the evening. So plenty to get stuck into. Do join them for that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Wednesday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.